Now think about this. If I'm walking down the street and I'm a single guy and I see this beautiful girl and I'm attracted. Or let's say you're a woman and you're out there and you're single or married and acting single, either way. And you see this handsome hunk and you go, whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa. You stand different. And you're distracted. And you see this thing and you go, whoa, what I could do with him. And you're infatuated. And then you try to go to work after that. Would you agree that's not easy to go to work when you're right after that? Or how about if you walk down the street and somebody comes up to you and tries to grab your purse, and they stink and they smell and they spit on you and scream at you, and then they try to get away and they didn't get your purse, but you go back and you're resentful to that and you try to go to work. Would you agree you're distracted? Or let's say somebody comes up to you and tries to say something that challenges your value system, goes against you and criticizes you, and then you try to go to work and you're distracted, aren't you? Do you know that anything that you infatuate with or anything that you resent consumes your mind, runs you, and you're disempowered by that perception? In other words, if you allow yourself to become infatuated or resentful, you allow those things to overpower you, and you're not running your life, they're running you. So you are automatically disempowered, become emotional, become distracted, become uncertain, and in a sense, frightened, because if you put somebody up on a pedestal, you minimize yourself relative to them. If you put them in the pit and reject them, you're afraid of them coming. So they're distracting. So you disempower yourself anytime you put yourself above or below somebody, or put them above or below you in your perception. But the second you bring them into balance and equilibrate them and bring them into balance with your own perceptions, you bring them into your heart. When you put somebody above or below you, they run you. When you put somebody in your heart, you, in a sense, influence them. Because you care about them, you don't exaggerate or minimize, you don't put them on a pedestal or in the pit, because those you put on a pedestal will eventually end up in the pit, and those you put in the pit will eventually be your teachers that you'll put on the pedestal. Because the reality is that we're all worthy of love, but none of us are worthy of being put on pits or pedestals. So we empower ourselves to the degree that we express that balanced perspective. We disempower ourselves to the degree that we put people on pedestals or pits. So if we want to empower ourselves to live our mission and to make a difference in this world or an impact in the world, we must master the art of not letting things around us run us by keeping a balanced perspective. If somebody comes along and you see this hot looking guy or gal, you want to immediately ask, so what's the drawbacks and where's the penalties on this one? What's the fatal attraction I'm in on this one? And if you see this person is so devastating to you, you look at what are the benefit sides. The quality of your life is based on the quality of the questions you ask. If you can ask quality questions that bring balance to your perspective, the things around you won't run you, but you will run you. And whoever has the most balanced perspective and loves most is the one who rules the game. Would you agree, if you're in relationships, that there are times when you're attracted to them? You like them. You're attracted. And other times you're kind of repelled. You like them. You dislike them. Attraction, repulsion. Come close to me, get out of my sight. Don't leave me alone. I want you, baby. Stay back. Right? And we go back and forth in this dynamic. Maybe understand, we're back and forth in this dynamic. And this is called love making. Attraction, repulsion. The two sides of love, attraction and repulsion, make up lovemaking. I'm sure that at least two of you have done that. But in other words, the person that you love is going to be times when you put them up and put them down, and you support them one time and challenge them the next time and like them and dislike them and attracted. And you go back and forth, and every relationship has this oscillating system, except when you have a balanced perspective and you're poised in the presence and grace of love. In that moment, you have a sacred intimacy that is memorable and indestructible. The rest of it is emotional illusions, being run by the outer illusions. The person who's empowered and present and certain has the ability to know how to perceive with balance, because if you have imbalance, you have garbage, and if you have garbage in, you get garbage out, you get stressed out. The relationships we have with ourselves and the people around us are stressful to the degree that we have these imbalances and are poised and present to the degree that we have imbalanced. So we, in a sense, empower ourselves by doing that. We also empower ourselves by taking the time to identify other people's values and caring enough about them to communicate our values in terms of their values. There's a thing called carefulness, which means you minimize your values, you emphasize their values, you walk on your tippy toe on eggshells trying to please them. That's carefulness. Then there's carelessness, where you self-righteously think your values are important and you project them onto them and they're supposed to live by it. And then there's caringness, where you communicate your values in terms of their values. You honor both of them equally. This is the one that lasts, that creates poise and endurance. And the others are oscillating, temporary emotional states of I like you, I dislike you, I like you, I dislike you, I love you. So we're all learning to love make, but at the moment, if we get this refined and we get quicker at it, we eventually get to a point where we say, oh God.
This is the end of disc number one. The program continues on disc number two.